This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Landecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. So this happened yesterday. A young couple from Kingsport, Tennessee, started their morning in Florida, visited all four Disney parks there, then jumped on a flight to California at 4:30, arrived in Southern California, and visited both Disney parks there before the parks closed. All six Disney parks in the U.S. in one day. Sounds a bit goofy to me. Butte Beer Company in Scotland is helping fight food waste by using leftover bread to make beer. They use the out-of-date bread from a nearby market, toast it, then use the bread in their brewing process. They say their customers can enjoy a very good beer and end food waste. All right. Well, if you need another reason not to pick your nose, you could give yourself pneumonia. Scientists say the pneumococcus bacteria can be spread by airborne droplets. So you could pick up the bacteria on your hands and end up transferring it directly to the lining of your nostrils. So don't do it. You might save your life. Well, apparently 44 is when we start to relax in life, become more content. And from 44 to our early 60s, we're really content. Marketers say people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s are younger, more curious, and more active than our parents were at those ages. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Landecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Post office requesting a first-class stamp increase from 50 cents to 55 cents. It would be the biggest price hike since 1991. They also want to charge Amazon more for package delivery. A new survey finds 60% of us claim that we've seen a ghost. And weird, but men are twice as likely to admit they screamed and ran away when they saw the apparition. Well, I would. There are plenty of websites out there to help you pick the perfect mate. But what about the perfect steak? That's what Omaha Steak is doing right now, playing steak matchmaker. They'll team you up with the perfect personal butcher who will always cut, prepare, and ship out your steaks to your particular requirements. Apparently you go online at meatharmony.com. No, I made that up. Look out, more research on the blue light from your digital devices. It could speed up macular degeneration, leading cause of blindness. Researchers at the University of Toledo say that when you shine blue light into the eyes, retinas trigger chemical reactions that kill off photoreceptor cells, which don't regenerate. They're currently measuring light coming from cell phones, tablets, and TV screens to gather a better understanding of how the cells in the eyes respond to everyday blue light exposure. To protect your eyes, they actually suggest you wear sunglasses that filter both UV and blue light outside and avoid looking at phones, tablets, and TVs in the dark. Harvest Festival weekend in South Haven this weekend. And the Michigan Maritime Museum is joining in with Fright Nights tomorrow and Saturday night. And they promise scares not for the faint of heart. If you enjoy being terrified in dark spaces and supporting local nonprofits, this event is for you. Tickets online, $8, 10 at the door. Visit MichiganMaritimeMuseum.org/events. Or call 637-8078. Again, this event is not suitable for young children. Fright Nights at the Michigan Maritime Museum this weekend. Knucklehead news out of North Carolina, where a guy was accidentally shot by his own booby trap. 69-year-old Edwin Smith set up several booby traps to protect his house, including a shotgun that was set up to fire if somebody opened the back door. And on Monday morning, someone did. Unfortunately, it was Edwin. He'd gone outside to feed some squirrels when he opened the back door to go outside and boom, took a shot right to the arm. called 911, told police, I think I blew my arm off. He was taken to the hospital. He's recovering. The boob. That's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. You see something I should talk about, get it to me. Paul at WCSY.com. You can drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven across from McFadden's Friendly Motors. Leave me a message on our Facebook page or tweet at COSYFM. Podcasts of this and all of the Daily Buzzes available at WCSY.com, our website. Become a subscriber. We'll email them to you. We also post them on Facebook, Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, Podcast Republic, all the great podcasting outlets. Hey, yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ehrenbecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.